Scott. Only 12,000 jobs were added in October by employers. Last month's hiring gain was down significantly from the 223,000 jobs added in September. Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antoni tells the Salem Radio Network the impacts of the Boeing strike and hurricanes Helene and Milton were minimal.
There's a second survey in this report that's a survey of households, and it asks people if they're employed. Now, that employment metric includes those who are temporarily out of work because of things like labor disputes, so a strike, for example. And that metric actually fell by 370,000.
And Tony tells the Salem Radio Network the latest report won't have an effect on Election Day. The unemployment rate remains at 4.1%. Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, both campaigning in Michigan today. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton is touring the Blue Wall battleground states.
4 days before the election, voters here in Michigan will see both members of the Republican presidential ticket. J.D. Vance is holding an early afternoon rally in Portage, a city visited by Kamala Harris last weekend. And Donald Trump will be in the Detroit area. One of the stops will be Dearborn, the nation's largest Arab-majority city, where residents are angry with the Biden-Harris administration's handling of the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Monroe County, Michigan.
North Korea boasting that its new intercontinental ballistic missile is the world's strongest, a claim seen as pure propaganda. Experts say the ICBM and its launch vehicle are oversized, making them harder to move and easier for enemies to see. On Wall Street, stocks higher, the Dow up 471 points now. This is SRN News. Operation Christmas Child is gearing up.
Every year, the campaign run by Samaritan's Purse delivers shoeboxes full of small gifts and the gospel to millions of poor kids around the world, and it's time to get busy. Those boxes are packed by churches and individuals all across the U.S., and the ministry wants them to know that the deadline for drop-off is just a little over 2 weeks away. Operation Christmas Child provided gifts to over 8 million children last year and hopes to exceed that this time around. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Francis Child Protection Board has issued its first ever global assessment of the Catholic Church's efforts to address the clergy sex abuse crisis. The board calling for victims of pedophile priests to have greater access to information about their cases and the right to compensation. In its most critical note, the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors calls for greater transparency in the Vatican's sex abuse office. This is SRN News. Los Angeles County taking on a couple of soft drink giants over the issue of plastic pollution.
In a lawsuit filed this week, the county alleged Pepsi and Coca-Cola have misled the public about the recyclability of their plastic bottles and downplayed the negative impacts of plastic disposal. Coca-Cola and Pepsi own brands like Dasani, Sprite, Gatorade, Mountain Dew, and more. A spokesperson representing both companies denied the accusations, saying their bottles are, quote, designed to be recycled and remade and can include up to 100% recycled plastic.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the Mississippi Gulf Coast will have an oyster season for the first time since 2018. The State Department of Marine Resources announced the season will open at sunrise November 13th in 8 harvesting areas, only lasting 10 days. The limited season will help overfishing at bay so the oyster growth can be preserved. More details at SRNNews.com.